From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I said all along, I don't think this is going to be a competitive series. I think the Rockets are significantly better than the Thunder. The Thunder hung with them for a little while last night, but at the end of the day, I mean, that team is just,
the thing is,
they're not very good.
The Rockets didn't play that well last night. They missed a lot of threes, and they did a really good job of adjusting and taking the ball to the basket as opposed to just firing threes. And I think the one guy you'd look at and say, okay, he played over his head was Patrick Beverley.
But he was outstanding.
Other than that, they can play better. I hear you that Savage isn't the long-term answer, but what's the point of bashing him for his response? No, it's not ridiculous when they are spreading this narrative that's pulling the wool over your eyes. And if you want to sleep in the dark, be my guest. They're starting to convince you now that this guy can play.
You know what it sounds like? Week four last year, when we tried to tell you guys that Brock Osweiler was a total bum. The Texans are pinning their hopes on someone who has less of a pedigree than Osweiler had. I just don't get it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jonk Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what we did and kind of got on fan bases and sort of been all over the place for a Monday. But it's gone by very, very fast. 713 says, who understands women? That didn't sound like burgling at all. That lady should be more grateful.
Kind of feel that way, too.
Yeah, he drank her vodka. That's probably what pissed her off.
That was rude, although she said it was her sister's vodka. So,
well, that's okay if it's not your vodka.
Right. You didn't buy that vodka. Yeah. Big deal.
No kidding. But so did you wind up blocking that guy?
I did.
That's just one of those guys that wants to do your job.
Yeah, but he's super old.
Well, he's probably just sitting around thinking, I could do much better if somebody would give me the chance.
Well, sorry.
Sorry that we get paid a bunch of money to do this.
You get paid for this?
Yeah, I do.
Speaking of unfair work equalities, the Salisbury Show, they got a cake?
And they were on TV today.
They got a cake?
Yeah, there's like an empty cake box out there. Mm.
I'm sure it was the TV guys because they worked so hard to build that thing. You know what's weird about it, though, is our breaks were pretty much on the same clock, and I used to enjoy stopping by and saying hello to Sean for a second in between. Well, now they've got him locked in there.
Oh, you'll never see him again?
No, so I'll never get to talk to Sean Salisbury again.
Well, their TV show's only 4 to 6.
That's right.
So the 3 o'clock hour and the 6 o'clock hour,
they're back in studio?
Yeah, they're back in studio.
Oh, okay. So if I want to say hello, it has to be at 3 or 6.
Yes.
Okay. So guess what? On this break, I'm going to walk over and say hello.
That's sweet of you.
Even though they didn't offer me any cake.
That's from...
Not that I would have eaten it, but...
Unless they're doing their entire radio show in that TV studio, which...
Well, it would kind of make sense, wouldn't it?
But from my understanding, it was the TV show's only on from 4 to 6.
Okay.
Yeah, they wrote about that in the Chronicle today. We're still local programming. But, yeah, Sean got a big write-up from David Barron.
One day we'll make it, Fred. One day. One of these days.
I don't know what it's going to take to get my old friend David Barron to quit calling us local programming. I mean, you know, I don't know, being one or two in the slot for I don't know how many years now, having stream numbers that are through the roof, that doesn't get through to him.
No, only when you pepper spray the producer.
Yeah.
No, but even then it was local programming pepper sprayed the producer.
Exactly.
Son of a...
ESPN 97.5's local programming was number one in the slot. That's, yeah.
But then they'll put the dudes behind us. They'll put them by name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's all right.
That's okay.
And he's supposed to be like your boy, right?
Oh, yeah, we're still friends.
I think he doesn't like me because, like, I did an interview with him one time when I first came here. Like, because he was asking, you know, why I left what was seemingly, and this is, of course, this is how he put it. You know, I everyone's like trying to be excited about me coming here from Austin, and he made it sound like, why would you leave a seemingly stable position as the number one guy in Austin to come here and work for this station? And he made it sound like the station was never going to make it. And I was like, holy hell, is this station really that much of a disaster?
Well, we were with Cumulus, I think.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. We were. But I was like, it kind of freaked me out a little bit. But then Tepper talked to me and was like, you know, just be careful talking to that guy because he'll spin your words in whatever way he sees fit. And like, I honestly don't have anything to say. Like, so the last time he asked me to talk to him, I was like, I don't really have anything to say. So maybe he doesn't like me because of that, but
I don't think that's it. I just don't think he's, I still think there's a mindset out there that there's only AM sports talk.
I mean, that's so, I know. Dinosaurs.
I know, but I feel like, I talk to him every few months and probably overdue to have lunch with him, but I don't like to talk about business with him because I just don't feel that that's necessarily appropriate. Because we're not on the same team anymore.
Is he on a different team?
Well, I mean, he's reporting about us. It used to be we were working together. Right. So I don't ever talk to him about what's going on with the station or any of that stuff. I know you guys are busy and don't have time to read every text, but it's been a while since one was answered. Just curious if I may have gotten blocked by accident. No, just probably didn't see your text or they weren't something that we wanted to talk about. I tend to pick out things that are going to, if you're on a subject that I want to get to. But I also get several hundred to 1,000 texts a day, so I can't read every text. And if you've been blocked in the past, I tend to go back once every month or so and unblock everybody and give them a second chance. Because I'm a nice guy. I don't do that with Twitter. Once you're blocked on Twitter, it's permanent. So make it count. Let's get Lamont on. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, folks. How's it going, man?
Doing sports, Lamont. What's up?
Hey, you guys are talking about the fan base and, you know, the homerism and all of that type of stuff is going on. And I think Shaq had it best, and it pissed me off much when he said it about 5 or 6 years ago, but I was blinded with I love Houston, man. But he called out this city the best way anyone could. Houston is a blue town, man. And everyone got mad about that, including myself.
He said Houston was what?
Houston is. It just,
yeah, you cut off. What'd you say?
Houston is a big little town.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Well, now, explain that. What do you see that as?
I see that Houston has a small town mentality. It's all get up, Johnny. Get back on the horse. 2, 4, 6, 8. Who can we appreciate? Winners never win, and cheaters never quit, and all of that type of crap. It's not no hardcore in your face, you suck. And that's the type of stuff that I want. I don't want people blowing stuff up my ass, man. I just want hardcore sports. That's all I have, fellas. I'm not going to go too far on your show.
Well, I mean, that's the reality is in most major media markets, the Chicago's, the New York,
it's a very small list, though.
Philly, Boston.
Yeah.
Those major cities, I mean, there's a low boiling point for the media with these sports teams. They will go in on those guys.
And part of it, there's a lot of competition in those cities between the media, so they will definitely go after each other.
Now, there's also, and I mean, outside of New York, the biggest media market is L.A., and you don't really get that out there.
No,
it's just a different mindset. So
I think the mindset in L.A. is closer to Houston, frankly.
I think so, too. I just think that's like a Midwest, East Coast mindset versus a West Coast, Southern mindset. And fans here and the media here is just not as passionate, and they're not as willing to go in on a team as those cities in the Midwest and the East Coast are.
And there's a reason that Chicago fans are the way they are. And I think it's a pretty small group of cities. Probably throw Pittsburgh in there.
Yeah.
Even though they don't have basketball. But really, Midwest and East Coast. But the thing I would also point out about Houston is, you know, we're still pretty damn transient. We have so many people from so many different places, including a lot of places from people from there. But they're still Browns fans or Steelers fans or Bears fans or, you know, Blackhawks fans and Bulls fans. All those things are what they should be. And people who move from Boston are still going to be Patriots fans and Celtics fans and Bruins fans, God forbid Red Sox fans. And that's okay, but this is also a city where the reason the population has grown so fast is because it's people, there's jobs here, there's money here. So you come from these other markets, and the mindset you bring is still a Red Sox fan. So you're passionate about that. You might be interested in the Astros, but they're not bringing that same kind of mindset down here as a fan. And I think it's just kind of a spread out fan base that you do have a lot of people who are hometown Texans fans. But I mean, we see this with every one of the teams, maybe not the Rockets as much, but every time you go to a Texans game, there's jerseys from every team in the league.
Yeah.
You go to an Astros game, and you know, if it's the Cubs or the Rangers or the Red Sox or the Yankees, even now with the Astros being good, there's a ton of fans from those teams. And the Royals have a bunch of fans there too. And it's just, I just think part of the mindset is we just didn't grow up with, not everybody who's here now grew up with these teams and are passionate about them in the same way they are on the East Coast and the Midwest. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Plus, there's a lot of crap to do here. And also, I think, you mentioned L.A., I think the fact that the city is so spread out has a little bit to do with it, too. Because if you live and work in Katy or Sugar Land or the Woodlands, well, Woodlands isn't part of Houston, but most of those areas, it's kind of a pain in the butt to come down and go to games. And you might still watch on TV, but I don't think you're coming into as many games. And
Why is the Woodlands not a part, and Katy and Sugar Land are?
Actually, Katy and Sugar Land are separate places, too. But I mean,
okay, I'm going to say, it's all suburban Houston.
Yeah, but we're talking about Houston area. But those places are pretty far off. And if you live and work there, why would you ever come down here for anything?
Yeah, it's a lot easier to come once a week for a Texans game. And that's why, I heard this on the broadcast last night, on the national broadcast of the Rockets game. They're talking about NBA attendance being at an all-time high this year. And he said, and it's no different here at the Toyota Center. They've been filling it up. And that's a lie. I've been to the Toyota Center several times this year. Not once has it been full, and it's usually half empty.
Yeah.
And they're like 25th in the league in attendance. I don't know why they even said that. Why they would even bring it up, because that's just a blatant lie. The Rockets, as good as they've been all year, the attendance has not been good. And tickets sold is one thing, but actual in-building attendance. And by the way, sold isn't great.
No, they're way down the list.
But actual attendance in the building, it's not even – it's laughable, honestly.
832, what the bleep is there to do in Houston other than eat? Dude, if you can't find something to do in this city
– that's all I care to do is eat and drink.
Yeah, well, I've always told people – It's not the sexiest city, but whatever you're into, good or bad, you can find here. And if you can't find it, then you're not trying. So that's on you, bro. All right, what do we got here?
Allied Outdoor Solutions. Fred, things are looking up. I mean, it's about to rain, but it's getting warmer. We're starting to get some consistent warm weather. People are going to want to spend some time outdoors on the patio. Well, call the pros at Allied. Let them help you get it ready. They can renovate that faded pool deck or your grayed-out patio with a carved stone overlay. That'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it's going to look great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, they'll build it from the ground up, whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big and have the outdoor kitchen and the patio cover, they can do that as well. They'll help you on residential and commercial projects, and they'll help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. From the the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Lauren the Aggie, the real question is, what the bleep is there to do in Beaumont other than eat and drink? Well, if it were me and I lived in Beaumont, I'd drive over here. Or I'd drive over to Lake Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's actually, there's plenty to do in Houston. There really is. It's just, you have to work to find it. And nobody wants to work. People by nature are lazy. And we pretty much find something different every weekend, just getting on, just searching for stuff going on in Houston.
Who wants to do stuff besides eat and drink anyway?
Yeah, like,
what are you looking to do?
Well, I like to go different places to eat and drink.
That's what I'm saying.
I like to bike around to different places on the weekend.
But then you eat and drink when you get there, right?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the point. But squeeze on a couple calls, and then I have a couple of non-sportsy things for you. Let's try Albert.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports is going on, man.
Hey, I just want to talk about the fan base in Houston, and I think a big reason why, you know, it is what it is that, especially that gap between the Oilers and Texans, and I can't really speak on how it was, you know, during the Oilers time frame, but when I was growing up here, everybody here was a Cowboys fan, because that was the only team in Texas, you know, and so I think that has a lot to do with the reason why you see so many other jerseys at Texans games, because up until us going to the playoffs in, you know, in 2011, you could go anywhere, and I don't even think half the city was Texans fans. That's more of a recent bandwagon thing that you've seen so many. I'm a Texans fan, but that you've seen so many of them is because of, you know, the recent success. And even then, a lot of those fans are just fair weather. The second you go back to, you know, if we were to go back to losing, and then all of a sudden you go back to only having, you know, 30% of the city being diehards again. And then you have a situation where, you know, so all the, you know, people, I mean, I, you know, me being my mid late or in my late 20s, you see a little bit more Rockets fans because of the success they had in the 90s, but again, that dipped in the early 2000s. The Steve Francis days, we sucked, you know? And so this is more of a fair-weather city in the fact that if the team sucks, people just don't like supporting them. And then we're also late to the party. So we sucked last year. People didn't want to support this year. No matter what our record is next year, I can easily see people supporting them thinking that we're good because of how good we did this year. So that's, I think that's my opinion of why you see how, you know, things are in the city.
All right, I'm going to dispute a couple of things that you said there. That, number one, I don't think the Cowboys, there's always been a Cowboy fan base here, going back to when
the Oilers existed, yeah.
And the Oilers, for a time, under Bum Phillips, they dominated this city more than any other team. They had 79,000 people show up for a pep rally after they lost a game. That's how nuts it was. And then the relationship went sour with Bud Adams, and that fell apart. But it's still a football city. I don't think that suddenly created more Cowboys fans. I think some people stayed with the Titans and still have, which I still don't get. A lot of people became Saints fans, and a lot of people just became fans of the NFL in general. And so I don't think that that's it is a fair – now, I agree with you that it's a fair-weather city, and there's nothing wrong with being a fair-weather fan. Because if your teams aren't being successful – I'm okay with you telling them, you know what? I'm not going to show up today.
That's what I've never understood.
I'm not going to waste my money on this crap. I'm not going to waste my money on watching Brock Osweiler play quarterback.
Like the Astros 5 years ago, why would you even go watch that team? They're clearly not trying to compete. They had no interest in being competitive. What was the benefit to the consumer to go out and pay to watch that team play? There was none. And that's a harsh reality, but that's kind of what it is. I mean, if you're not making any effort to get better, well, I'm not going to make any effort to go watch you. I'm not going to give money to something that I know is going down the drain. Doesn't make sense.
Jesse says, this caller says, recent success, LOL, 9-7, 3 years in a row is recent success.
Yeah, I mean, recent success is relative. And Texans fans are, you know, they'll run away once the team is bad again. Eh? All right, I'm just saying it's not the success is relative in all cities, but 9-7 division championships in the worst division in the league is.
except it's appliances. The increase in Hispanics in Houston raised the Cowboy fan base. I might be wrong about this, but when I was growing up, it was 50-50 Cowboys Oilers. It always was. And maybe it's just where I grew up, but I don't get the sense that it's 50-50 anymore. I still think there's more Texans fans here than Cowboys fans in Houston, but could be wrong. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Steven. What's up, Steven?
Sports.
Hey, now.
Yeah, I wanted to touch base about this attendance and with the Rockets and how pathetic it is. Also with the Astros. I think a lot of that has to do with root sports. I know for me, I live in Conroe, and, you know, a cable provider isn't even accessible to me to get Root Sports. Even if I got Major League Baseball TV as an app, the Astros games are blacked out on there, and I think that's a problem for a lot of people around the city. They can't even follow their teams here.
Yeah, that's frustrating, and I don't know. I mean, if you can get DirecTV, I think wherever you live, right?
Yeah, I don't. I assume so, but I don't know. There's some places where you can't. You know, maybe the where you live, you can't get the satellite to face.
But that's the right not. Direction. I mean, most people have reasonable access to Root Sports by now.
Yeah, and I mean, and the reality is, all these teams are on cable. Everybody, or well, satellite, whatever, but they're on pay channels. And I think yes, did the whole thing with Comcast Sportsnet screw things up for them? Absolutely. But now it is available to most people. And I think they do a pretty good job with Root Sports. And if you live in a place where you can't get cable, then that's unfortunate. But
that can't be the answer to why they're struggling with attendance.
Now, there were times where I lived in apartment complexes where all I could get was something like Phonoscope, and I don't even know if they're on that. I mean, those were the crappy days. But, you know, so I get it if you can't get to that, but that's where almost every sports bar has it. So if you can't watch it at home. But, yeah, they're not going to make it available on free TV, though.
No.
So.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Window World. And Window World has quickly become the number one replacement window company in the whole country. And they've got premium quality replacement windows. They're coming in at a great price, and their windows are made right here in America, which is always great. They're offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. And that lifetime warranty that I mentioned, that includes glass breakage. So if something were to ever accidentally happen, you got kids, you got dogs, you got a lawnmower, windows break, it happens. They'll come out and fix it for free. The first step, though, to reducing your energy bills is calling Window World of Houston. They'll schedule you a free written estimate with absolutely no hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. You got nothing to lose. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Longhorn Dimitri said, did you just say Phonoscope? I think I lived in that same apartment after my second divorce. Yeah. So. Let's squeeze in a phone call real quick. And then unless you got something there.
No, I got nothing.
All right, let's go to Ryan.
Nothing pressing.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, sports guys.
It's sports, Ryan.
Hey, so, you know, I've heard a number of reasons on, you know, why people and why you guys think Houston's probably a below average sports city. And obviously, you know, large surface area and a bunch of transplants are going to have to do with it. I think the biggest reason is Houston's just not been a historically successful sports city. I mean, I come from a city of native Houstonians, and there's been no real success. I mean, Oilers back in the 70s and 80s, no championships there. Astros, Colt 45s, no championships there. The one championship we've been brought to Houston has been by the Rockets, and that was a couple years. And other than that, you know, a few years of success with Moses Malone back in the late 70s, but I think that's got a huge reason to do with a lot of the fans being fair weather fans, not being diehards.
No, I think that's absolutely true. But I mean, there's other cities where there's limited success, and they're still crazy about their team.
Cleveland fans are fantastic.
Yeah, and
but I also think you're marginalizing a little bit of it. You had about a decade here where the Astros were a contender every single year.
Yeah, but once in a while, I do think it's important every once in a while for a championship to come rolling through.
And yeah,
but the Astros have never given you one. The Texans have never given you one. I mean, the Rockets, it's been 20 years. I mean, it's literally been 20 years for this whole city.
Yeah.
I mean, over 20 years now. When you add in the other things, like
but
you said.
You know what? How many years has it been in Cleveland and they still go to Indians games and they're still fans and Browns?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. I think that's part of being a fair weather fan. But if you're only going to go if it's a championship, then you're going to be very disappointed in most cities. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. It's Pam. Want to do Pam?
Sure.
What's up, Pam?
Sports,
Hi.
Pam.
Hi. This is Jamail. I think I said male. But anyway, I'm calling, listening to you guys' show, and I wanted to just chime in on the topic.
Okay.
And I'm a native Houstonian. I love Houston. And I don't know if I would be a fair weather fan, but my husband and I, we try to go to one event of all the sports teams. So we go to a Rockets game, and we went to our first Dynamo game, which was absolutely cool. And we went to a Texans game, but we couldn't afford really good seats, so I didn't enjoy going way, way, way up at the top. But we did go to a Texans game. But I'm just saying I like to support our teams because I'm a native Houstonian, and I want to cheer these guys on, even if they don't win a championship. But I don't know. Would you call me a fair weather fan or diehard or just somebody who loves Houston?
I mean, I think you're kind of you're maybe the typical sports fan who doesn't have the budget to go to every game, doesn't have the budget for season tickets for all these teams. That sounds like sort of, and if you try to go to a game every year for every team, I mean, that sounds like an average Houston sports fan, maybe. Am I wrong on that?
Maybe even a little above average. 512 says Houston has a great fan base. No, you don't.
That's not true.
No, that's, are you ahead of, say, Atlanta? Probably. But of the major cities? No, this is the worst fan base, there's no question. All right, I have a story for you.
The worst?
I think of the major cities.
Worse than L.A.?
Maybe not. I think it's very similar. I really think it's almost exactly the same. When the teams are good, people will go.
They just happen to have more success than us.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. The Lakers keep sucking. Think people will keep going?
I mean, people go to Clippers games now. I mean, when the Angels were good, no one went to the Dodgers games. Now the Dodgers are good, no one goes to the Angels games.
Yeah.
I mean, they do chase whoever's winning, though. But they also have more options.
But,
I mean, here,
but the best sports cities are Midwest and Northeast, and especially because they're cities that have, I mean, long, long histories in all these sports. And, you know, New York and Chicago and Boston and Philadelphia, I mean, fantastic sports towns. And, you know, I think, yeah, I would say even Dallas is a better sports town than Houston.
I wouldn't argue it.
And, well, I think Houston's a better city. I think I'll take their sports
team. Definitely. Yeah.
But I think they have better fans up there in general. I don't know where this idea of this is a great sports city has any. I don't know where you get that idea from. I mean, I think the guy earlier was right. I think the best fan base might be the Dynamo.
I mean, they're at least the most hardcore, and you know, and they'll crap on their team when they're bad. You know, they're not sheep for sure.
So I don't know if you saw this, but the Coachella festival's was going on over the weekend.
Yes,
and as you can imagine, a lot of people there, so a lot of pickpocketing and things like that. Well, according to the Indio Police Department, music fans activated their Find My iPhone app and followed Ronaldo de Jesus Henao around the venue until he was detained by security workers. Officers later arrived and found more than 100 cell phones in Henao's backpack. So basically, this dude was going around lifting cell phones at Coachella. So they all used their Find My iPhone app, followed him around until they could get the police. He was arrested on suspicion of grand theft and possession of stolen property.
Jeez.
Several cell phones were returned to victims, and others were left at lost and found, according to police. Over 100 cell phones this guy lifted.
Dude, there's nothing worse than getting your cell phone stolen, especially at like a place like that. I mean, I always go back to that story in Vegas when my cell phone got stolen. The first night I was there of like a six-day trip, it is the worst feeling because you don't know anyone.
Right.
You don't know how to contact. Like when we were kids, we knew all our friends' phone numbers.
Yeah.
I mean,
like if my phone got stolen, I don't know your number.
No.
I just punch in AJ. That's
like,
it.
How would you call, like, would you be able to call Jong and let him know you wouldn't be at, you wouldn't be at work? No. I guess I could call the station. But
yeah, I would have to get on email and send him an email. That's the only way I could do it. I know my wife's number.
I know my wife's number, only because my wife's number is the same as mine, except for the last four digits.
The only reason
I don't know my parents' phone numbers. I don't know my brother's. I don't know anybody's.
You know why I know my wife's? It has nothing to do with the fact that it's my wife. It's that number is our specs key card.
Oh, well.
I know, pathetic, but
good enough reason.
Hey, if I want to get my...
you want to get that...
I want to get my discount. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, I'll punch that sucker in. But that's the only reason I know it. So
Tyler says Houston has a ton of transplants. When Houston doesn't do well, they pull for their home team. I think most of those transplants cheer for their home team first, and then they cheer for Houston when Houston's good.
Yeah.
But I mean, if somebody comes here from Minnesota or Detroit, they're probably Twins or Tigers fans until those teams suck and the Astros are playing well, and then they'll cheer for the Astros. But then when the Twins or Tigers come to town, they're still going to cheer for them.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, what if let's say I move to Denver tomorrow. Would I suddenly become a Broncos fan and a Avs fan and a Rockies fan, or would I just kind of follow them because I was there?
I think it kind of depends. I mean, it depends on if, I mean, and you know how it is. Once you go to a couple games, you see what the atmosphere is like. You see if it's something that you enjoy going to their games.
Yeah.
I mean.
But will I go see the Rockies when the Astros are there? Yeah.
Probably so.
When the Jays come in. But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN. So, why do people steal iPhones now? Can you still sell those? I thought they locked. Like, mine automatically locks.
People can break that, Fred.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's people way smarter than us stealing these iPhones. They know what to do with those.
Not this guy. He was walking around with 100 of them in his backpack, and they were following him around.
Yeah. The key is to somehow get that Find My iPhone turned off as soon as possible. I don't know what they do. Like power, it's to power off the phone is the key to doing it. Because if it's powered off, you can't use Find My iPhone, right?
No, but also you would need to wipe the phone, which, I don't know. I think I'm decently tech savvy, but I'll have to look it up. But I think if you turn it off and then turn it back on, you need the passcode to actually wipe the phone. So, but you can go to places where they completely wipe it without having to do anything.
Yeah.
But like Fred said, this guy had 100 of them, so I don't think he's that smart.
No, that's too many.
That's how you get caught. That's how criminals get caught. They get greedy. 832 says the only way I know my wife's number is because she has all the loyalty cards like Kroger and Walgreens. Yeah, that too. That's my wife's number too, but I remember it because of specs, because I don't really go to Walgreens or any of those other places. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I agree on cities in the Midwest and North, but no way Dallas is a better fan base than Houston. It just seems that the Cowboys are America's team. Stop with the America's team crap. That's such a dumb... That's another one of those media phrases.
Well, I mean...
But they also...
The reality is Dallas has had more recent success and more success than Houston.
They also have more teams. I mean, the NASCAR's up there, which is not a small thing. I mean, it's... And even the Stars drew great this year, even though they were terrible.
Mavericks won a championship. The Rangers have played in a World Series. I mean, they're...
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it, but I mean, it's very similar up there as it is to here. The difference is you've got two cities to draw upon. So,
and Dallas is a bigger market than here. Like Dallas-Fort Worth, it's a bigger media market than Houston.
It's a bigger media market. It's not a bigger physical market. They don't have more people there than we have here.
I don't think that's true.
I think it is, yeah.
Like the surrounding areas?
No, I think there's more in Houston.
Okay.
But... I'll double check that, but I'm pretty sure there's more in the Houston city limits
than there is in Dallas city limits.
No, but I'm pretty sure it's considered the same market for. But I'll double check that.
Okay.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, Houston foodies, don't miss the 4th Annual Culture Map Tastemaker Awards presented by Woodford Reserve. Experience a celebration of the top restaurant and bar talent in Houston. On Tuesday, April 18th at the Asia Society, you'll sample the exquisite cuisine from 15 of the best restaurants in Houston, such as State of Grace, Brennan's on the Bayou, Ninfa's, The Pit Room, and Le Colonial, while you test the tasty premium cocktails, wine and beer, or indulge yourself at the coffee bar and sweet stations. This is the longest damn read we've ever had. Tickets are still available starting at $45. Log on to culturemap.com/tastemakers and get yours today. All right, let's do a dumbass report.
You know how you found the guy today who was, he had 100 cell phones in his backpack?
Yeah.
Well, how about this? A guy, there was an arrest made, and after a search of the guy's home, they found out that this guy has been stealing underwear, bras and panties, for 10 years.
Oh, Jesus. What would you even do with them?
Thousands of bras and panties were carried out of this man's house. He's in China. A woman raised attention after spotting her underwear hanging on his balcony. They're like bags and bags. They had to get a truck to haul all the bags of underwear, bras and panties out of there. The suspect had 10 sacks of women's underwear. His cabinets contained women's clothing. He admitted they were stolen. He's 40 years old. He told police he'd been divorced for a long time and he'd grown up liking women's clothing. When he was in high school, he told his fellow students to treat him like a girl. Police estimated there are tens of thousands of knickers and bras. Because the amount of the underwear was too much, the police called for a tricycle to carry the stolen goods.
Jesus.
However, a car was also called in to carry away the remaining underwear. So he lost his whole collection. You can't hang that stuff out on your balcony. If you're going to be an underwear thief, you got to be low-key. I'm never a fan of these... like these Civil War reenactments and things like that.
Yeah. Did somebody accidentally get shot again? That's like my favorite thing when that happens, when somebody takes a musket ball to the chest.
A little different. A group was trying to fire a cannon. And when they shot the cannon, it only went about 3 feet. And they were like, well, that's disappointing.
That or a big ball.
So... their initial, you know, I guess they didn't brainstorm on this for long, but their solution, double the amount of gunpowder.
Oh, no.
That was they were shooting golf balls, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shooting golf balls. I don't know how they got a hold of this cannon. It's from a reenactment.
The golf ball went 3 feet?
Golf ball went 3 feet.
I'm pretty sure I could throw one farther than that.
I'm almost sure you could.
Maybe just have somebody set off a little tiny explosion and throw the golf ball. Nobody will notice, right?
So they doubled the amount of gunpowder, and the cannon exploded.
Of course it did.
Not
wise. Victim suffered a major injury to his lower right leg and suffered possible internal injuries. The cannon exploded. A metal piece of it flew about 500 to 800 yards into the roof of another home.
It's a lot farther than the golf ball went.
Way further than the golf ball. No charges have been filed, but they're further investigating the incident.
Who won the war, North or South?
I don't know. I don't know.
Just asking for a friend.
A sign posted in El Monte, California has caused an uproar after a Filipino family said it's racist. Alexis and Rose Ann Yu said they walk their dogs up and down the street every night. But on Monday, the sisters said they noticed a new sign along their route that said, "Chinese, keep your dogs off my grass."
Well, it's okay for their dogs to be on the grass, though, right?
They're Filipino. I guess so. It's in the tiny print in the upper right-hand corner, this sign read, "Respect your neighbors." Eyewitness News spoke to the man who placed a sign in his yard and said he was trying to communicate with specific dog owners in the neighborhood who aren't picking up after their pets. "I'm not being racist or anything. I'm being specific. The Hispanic woman was doing it, and I spoke to her, and she stopped doing it." The guy says he's Native American, and there were some neighbors who understood his sign. "I spoke to one guy over there, and he wasn't upset. He said, okay, they do the same to me. He's Asian, and they do the same to him." Police say they're looking into the matter. And finally, I don't know if this falls into dumbass, but Robert Gene White, who's 67, was at a gentleman's club in El Paso. And he died. He died during a lap dance. The club's manager said White was unresponsive when his dance finished. The dancer initially thought that he was trying to get out of paying his bill.
That would work,
but
though,
then they
right?
realized he was in trouble and began performing CPR. A short time later, employees called 911. He was taken to a nearby hospital but was unable to be revived. They're saying it's natural causes. I'm guessing it's an extreme displacement of blood.
Yeah, yeah.
But there you go. That's your dumbass report, guys.
Oscars is a... Brother Bear says Houston seems to have worse drivers in Dallas. Like, people going 100 in the rain is that they'll melt if wet. They either go 100 or they go 10. There's no in between.
No.
Now, we have worse drivers, but they have worse freeways. Because you can't get around that. So you miss an exit, you're 30 minutes out of your way.
That is true.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. And, oh, by the way, just looked it up. It's like the metro area itself, it's very close, but Dallas is like fourth, like 500,000 ahead of.
So you're saying I'm right.
Yes, but it's actually a lot closer than.
Mark the tape, Jong. I was right.
It's the one time you've been right in your entire life. Stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.